for the players.
I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Max Cooper.
And this is For The Players, the pop culture of PlayStation podcast. With over 40 years of playing PlayStation and 10 plus years in the games speaking. By the way, thank you for joining us in this PlayStation conversation. Why is your screen blasting you?
The screensaver started playing. My bad. Just start again?
No, keep going.
I'm Max Cooper, and this PlayStation conversation happens every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on podcast services, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and 9 a.m. on those YouTubes. But if you'd like to join us in future conversations, you can come and check out our socials, Facebook, Discord, Instagram, and X. All of those links can be found in the description below.
If you want to join the conversation as it happens, head over to twitch.tv/thepopculturist. We can watch us record this show live, where you can jump in the chat and become part of the show. If you want to support the show, you can tell your friends, tell your family about this PlayStation pod. If you are listening to us on podcast services, be sure to give us a 5-star rating and a written review. Watching on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, or comment below. I endeavor to answer every single comment. If you want to support us financially, you can at patreon.com/thepopculturist, as well as our merchandise store, popculturist.com/shop. We can buy shirts, other assorted shit with our logos on it. All right, let's just get it out there. So looking at the calendar.
I lied. It wasn't my screensaver. My download for Fortnite finished. It's like autoplay.
Just booted in,
and then it played a cutscene. And yeah. Godzilla was doing shit.
So. Oh, was it cool Godzilla shit?
I don't know. I didn't see. I was too busy looking at you.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you. Just a heads up. So looking at the dates, we've probably got, excluding this show, we've got two more in us. So our final show of the year will be December 16th. So ideally recording on December the 15th. And then we'll be off till about 6th, maybe. Maybe the week after, maybe the 13th. See how we feel.
See if there's any pressing news to actually.
If anything cool happens, it's worth chatting about. But I doubt that to be the case. It's the Christmas break. Like, what's going to happen on the Christmas break, Max? It'd be you and me playing GTA again at some point.
Yeah, I've been playing GTA this week, man.
But yeah, so there you go. So just for those of you playing at home, that is the plan for the next 2 weeks. Yeah, final show, 16th. So 16th will be our Game of the Year show. So we'll have about that. I'll have to go back and look at what our picks were in the draft. You know, a bunch of different things at play. But how you been, man? What's going on?
Oh, what a nut house my house has been tonight. Mm-hmm. So kids are disgusting. Here's a funny story. We're sitting there having dinner. Finished dinner. Hadley's got a zooper duper. I'm just like, Dad, I'm going to go do piss. I'm like, okay, well, make sure you close the door because your brother will come in if you don't close the door. So, okay.
Did you close the door,
No, she closed the door. And then she's like, Dad, I need your help. Can you help me wipe my bum? There's lots of poo. I'm like, okay. And the usual thing is bend over, touch your toes, and I'll help. While her brother ran past and goes, then sticks his finger right up. And then runs off with shit on his finger.
Oh my God. Like, that's intent, right? Like, the fact that he went bunk and then legged it. Like,
yeah,
he knew what he had in his mind.
Yeah, what a jerk.
What an absolute
piece. That's been my night.
What, you're chasing down a kid, make sure they don't put like fingers in bum holes?
No, yeah, pretty much. I was like, Ali, you deal with him while I help Hadley. Make sure you clean his hand.
Thoroughly.
But yeah, weekend's been fine. Went out for the first time since I think Ollie was born without children. That was fun.
Ooh, yeah, how'd that go?
Well, not good for the babysitters. Great for us. We had a great night.
Mm-hmm.
Our friends got engaged, so we had an engagement party to go to. We organized for some of our friends to come and watch Ollie and Hadley until my sister could arrive. She graciously said she can come down from the other side of Melbourne. She crashed the night. So when we left, Ollie lost his fucking mind.
Mm.
They tried to put him to bed at 6:30, but didn't have a chance. My sister arrived a little after 6:30, and they went, "Yep, he's your problem now. Good luck." She couldn't get him down. She ended up using Hadley to kind of like hold him, cuddle him, settle him down, and then they rocked him to sleep and threw him in bed and walked away.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a rough night for them, but we had a good night. So that's all that matters, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. Well, it's good you had that. Had that night away. It's not a bad thing.
Yeah, that was good. Other than that, it's been pretty crazy.
Yeah, how's things heading into the Christmas season for the house?
Yeah, I'm hosting Christmas this year for my family. They're coming down from Queensland, which will be nice. We've pretty much finished most of our gift buying shenanigans. Like Hadley's is done. Mum showed me what she bought for Hadley today, because apparently it's arriving at my house next week.
Oh, is it the one that I'm aware of?
Yeah, except she red bubbled it.
Yeah, yeah.
She doesn't believe in AliExpress,
which is fair. I don't normally do it,
which is fair. So, yeah. But other than that, you know, got a bit of shopping to do, some Christmas cooking, all that shenanigans, yeah. And then obviously we're wrapping up with kinder, so we've got like a kinder graduation.
Yeah, the kinder graduation's adorable, by the way. It's absolutely lovely.
So I might have to try and find someone to watch Ollie in the middle of the day, which will be fun. Because he is a disruptive piece of shit sometimes.
Oh, yeah, he's going around poking bumholes. Like...
but yeah, we'll see how we go. Nice. Ali's in the mindset of she's going to try and get at least half of the day off so she can attend the ceremony. So hopefully that'll all go ahead. I have no idea when I'm wrapping up for the year for work. Now I'm hoping it's just the Friday before Christmas. I hope they don't want us to come in Monday, Tuesday. I have a feeling they will, because it's the public sector. And but you know, a girl can dream.
We can hope so. But yeah, so my week's been a little bit more hectic. Work was work. So I did a wrestling show Friday night over in Seaford, so the other side of Victoria, around Frankston area. So that's like a 2-hour drive. That was brutal. So I got home about 2:00, which is a bit crazy. Then I had my son over because his mum had to work, so he was with me for the day. And then I worked a second show here in Geelong, which, thank Christ, that was not so gnarly. But instead, that show went over by about an hour, so I'd end up getting home till past midnight anyway. And then Sunday was my son's birthday. He turned 8. So then I wake up in the morning, gave him a call, and we originally, because he had another kid's birthday party in the early Arvo. So we're like, all right, well, we'll come around after your birthday party. So that way your birthday is your birthday. Like, you're not rushing for you to go to somebody else's birthday. But instead he goes, nah, I don't want you guys to come. So Phoebe and I, we went over in the morning. We did presents and stuff, which was lovely. Then we went off to the party, and then we went back later that afternoon to have dinner with him, and we hung out literally until he went to bed. So that was really cool. To his credit, my son, being the little carbon copy of me that he is, he and I have very, very similar interests. And as of late, his big interest, well, Cuphead's been his interest for like yonks, but... Off the popularity and the enjoyment of him of Astrobot. Astrobot played a massive part in his birthday this year. So his mum purchased like a bunch of like party things, but they're all covered in like Astrobot nonsense and Cuphead nonsense. There's a big banner that said happy birthday and was all Astroboted. There was little like, you know, cake toppers that are Astrobot. He got an Astrobot plushie, and because he is also got really into God of War over the last couple of months, only entirely my influence, and also not my influence. But when we were at PAX, I bought him the full scale replica foam axe of the Leviathan axe, so he got that for his birthday, and they instantly trumped any other present that came out that day, which I feel bad about, but he loved it. Also got him the Cradle, you know, the PlayStation Shapes action figures. So I bought him the Kratos, and his mum bought him the Atreus, and also got him a new Logitech headset for gaming. So when he and I play online together, because his old one was, because as he's gotten bigger, the one we had him had for him was for a smaller head. So as his head's gotten bigger, it didn't quite cram in a thing. So I got that. And Black Friday sales, so was able to get a decent one. So he sounds pretty good, which is lovely. Had a good chat. And as we do this afternoon, we're playing some Sonic Team Racing. Seems to be our go-to when we play together. But he looks like he had a good birthday, which is lovely. But at the same time, it's confronting, man. Like as you're about to get that confronting, you know, being a parent and your kid's about to go to school, it's just crazy when you start to realize that, you know, they're getting older. Which maybe that's how time works, but I don't know. How are you with Hadley about to go to school?
Yeah, I'm keen. So, like,
obviously you're keen because then you, she's at school every day. But
on the way home today, she's like, "Oh, I'm turning 5 soon." I'm like, "Yeah, you are." She's like, "And then when I'm 5, I'm going to turn 6. Then I'm going to turn 7. Then I'm going to turn 8. And then I'm going to be old like you." I'm like, "Fuck you."
Like, accurate but rude.
I'm like, "I'm not old." She's like, "Dad, you're really old." I'm like, "No, Nan Nan's really old." So. But no, she's keen. She's ready to go. Mm. I'm excited for her.
Yeah. No, but like, even yourself and Al, and like you wait, like, because obviously you saw her in her uniform. Yeah,
it's one of those things of like, has it really been that long already? Yeah. And like, you know, most of her life she spent in COVID lockdown. So like, I've lost complete track of time.
Yeah, and she's always around, right? Like, except for the couple days she's at kinder.
Yeah. Yeah. It'll be good. It'll be good for her. I look forward to going through that next step with her.
Mm. Yeah, so I'm in that next step with James now in that, you know, he's starting to pay attention to, like, you know, his friends. Like that desperate for connection outside of the family unit. Mm. So he's spending a lot more time with his friends after school and that sort of stuff and even weekends. So, you know, I think this coming weekend I have him, and we've got his birthday party, and the day after is just a couple other birthday parties, and like he's just, you know, and then I think hanging out with a mate at some point. I don't know. Either way, like, it's in that position where like friends are starting to become more important. And then it ebbs and flows as it always does, and it's just like, oh, you know, maybe Dad won't be as cool anymore. I'm not ready for that yet.
He says like he was ever cool.
Well, no, I mean, like, to him, he thinks I'm cool. No one else does, but he thinks I'm cool. And that's what's important.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. Okay.
But what have you been playing, though?
What have I been playing? I've been playing a lot of GTA Online.
Mm-hmm.
It is. So for the last 4 weeks, they've been running a, like, do all the heists and we'll give you double the money.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
So this week, it is the Diamond Casino heist. It's not double money, but it is a 100% guarantee that you're stealing diamonds as opposed to, like, cash or artwork. So it is the highest payout guaranteed. So we've been farming the shit out of that. Other than that, I've been playing a lot of League of Legends. Mm-hmm. So much League of Legends.
So you stepped away from the metaphors?
I have. I'm right at the end. I'm literally in the very end dungeon. But I have not been in the right frame of mind to sit there because I think I want to do it in one sitting because it's been fairly exposition heavy and I don't want to, like, miss. The ending of the story. And because I've only been playing like an hour or two each night because I've been watching a lot of television. I want to sit down and do it. So that's this weekend. I'll wrap that up before our game of the year discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, yeah, not much. I've been just mainly GTA and a lot of League of Legends.
Yeah, like I'm in a similar
an unhealthy amount of League of Legends.
What's defined as an unhealthy amount? As much as you've been playing? Yeah.
I reinstalled it on my phone.
Ooh, okay.
Funnily enough, like, I've been playing ranked only lately. So on PC, you know, for real League of Legends, I'm like in silver because I don't play, like, I play like an idiot most times. On phone, I'm plat.
Like, you're just better.
I'm like smashing fools. So that's fun. So now I have to try really hard because everyone else is doing the same thing.
That's what I'm saying, is that lower barrier of entry on phone sort of paying off for you?
Yeah,
folks will get in.
The other thing is, like, because the times I play is at like 2 o'clock in the morning on my phone.
Oh, that's
like, maybe people are just shit at that time of the morning.
Yeah, true. But yeah, I tried that myself. Like, I'm not remembering playing a whole lot either. Like, so I've been still really enjoying Call of Duty Black Ops 6. I have yet to go back to the campaign. However, I have been playing the multiplayer pretty much every day as I do. It's the game I play before work when I'm like, I got to sit at this desk. I'm like, yeah, I'll play around a couple of rounds, then start my work day. Still enjoying it. I'm like level 30 something, which I know is not that high in the scheme of Call of Duties, but like for me to go through like 30 levels, not too bad. I'm still pretty average, but I'm at least getting, you know, as we discussed last week, I'm still getting like positive KD most time. Except the other day, I was playing yesterday, and I was just getting my fucking shit stomped in, and I was coming out like a 0.38. And that was the one time that Phoebe decides to come down and be like, "Oh, what are you doing?" Well, I'm just playing Call of Duty. She goes, "Oh, okay, cool." And then I just get wiped.
She's just like, "Are you actually playing?"
She just goes, "You die a lot." I'm like, "Yeah. Thanks."
What a bitch.
Yeah. Oh, she's fucking right, though. I was dying a whole lot.
Mate, the truth hurts. Sometimes we need
absolutely.
For those of us who we lean on for support and comfort, sometimes they just need to lie to our face and be like, "You're doing such a good job."
No, see, that's the problem is, like, with my brain, and it works, I'm really bad at taking compliments. She's like, "You're doing really good." I'm like, "No, I'm not."
It's like, does it fucking sound like I'm doing well?
Yeah, even if I was, she's like, "You're doing really well." I'm like, "Yeah, no, I'm not. Thanks, though." Like, because even recently, you know,
Not doing well. Everyone else is playing like shit.
Yeah. It's like recently I did the unboxings for the the 30th anniversary controller and the 5th anniversary portal. And she goes, "Oh, I had the video go." I'm like, "Oh, on YouTube, it's like, I don't know, 2.8 thousand on the portal." She's like, "That's really good." I'm like, "Well, yeah, comparatively, but like, not really. In the grand scheme of YouTube, like, that's pretty shit. It's better than 30 views, I suppose. But, you know, it's not horrible." But yeah, she's like, "Shut up, it's good." I'm like, "Yeah." That's not that guy. But yeah, so I've been playing Call of Duty, enjoying that. More Bellatro, still yet to get to the end game. Still yet to beat the 8 antis. Because I normally just get shit towards the end. And either make fumbling mistakes or realize that I should have done something 4 rounds ago, and I go, "You son of a bitch." One day I will, and then I'll put the game down forever, I think. And once I complete it, I'll be like, "Yeah, cool, done now. Thanks, bye." I did.
If that is truly your mindset, what I would suggest you doing is, if you go in the options, there is an option to unlock everything, so you can play all of the decks. If you're just looking to get a win out of it, that way you at least get to experience all the game has to offer before you be like. Nah,
but if I switch that, if I toggle that switch back off though, will it just lock everything up into that moment again?
No, it'll reset you completely. Oh. And like, how much have you really unlocked if you haven't cleared an ante yet?
Well, I've cleared antes, and just not the full 8.
Yeah,
the best I've got is like the final round of the 7th, and then it goes, "Hey, guess what? Double whatever, unreasonably high blind."
Yeah,
like, you suck.
That is one way to do it. Or you just log into a different user account, unlock everything, have a play around, go back.
It's actually not a bad idea. But yeah, because like I said, I think once I say that, but I'll get to the end and be like, "Yeah," and then I'll try beat it again. I don't think I'm fucking smart enough is the honest answer. Like, it's the same problem that I have with most like trading cards games and board games and just most things in general. Because, you know, as I am mentally deficient, like all the ifs and therefores or buts of this is fucking breaks my brain.
Yeah, which is why I love the game so much, because it is purely a min-max game.
Which is perfect for you.
You have to focus in on what you're going to do, and then everything revolves around that one thing. It's like, oh, I get a 13 times multiplier if I have queens in my hand when I play shit. Every card I take now needs to be a queen. I will get queens no matter how. Like, I will do anything to get a queen. And then you're like, okay, I've got a handful of queens. I can play three of a kind queens. I'll get 40 plus whatever the score is, and then I will get four lots of 13 multiplier on top of that, and then I can do the same thing next hand and the following hand and the following hand. Because
no, I'm too fucking stupid. Can't do that.
And then you risk it all, and they all get fucking swapped to some other bullshit card.
Or it's like, yeah, you know, or you spend your entire game, you know, making, like, focusing on diamonds, and then it's like all diamond cards are debuffed. I'm like, fucking... That makes me shitty.
The worst one is, like, any previously card played is debuffed. It's like...
Yeah, that one sucks butts too. Outside of that, we'll be playing a little bit more of MLB The Show. Not for any particular reason, just because it's on my console. And now that I've got the sweet Govee lights, I was like, oh, that game's really pretty and it's really bright and colorful. So I imagine it'll look really good with the reactive Govee lights. And it does. That part's sick. Big fan of that. But outside of that, it's kind of it, really. Yeah. That's it.
Well, would you like to hear about some fucking games that are coming to PlayStation Plus next month?
Oh, let's do it. Let's get into the section we call Inform the Players. We tell you about what happened this week in PlayStation. So what's these games?
PlayStation have decided to ruin families for Christmas this year.
Awesome.
So the new games for the Essentials this month are It Takes Two, Aliens Dark Descent, and Temtem.
Yeah.
So they're going to ruin some family dynamics by letting everyone play It Takes Two.
Yeah, or you know, just make everyone really cry at the idea of, like, you know, this broken family game. And
I put a thing in our group chat this morning, and I got really angry with this. So the headline was, what the fuck is it? PlayStation Plus gamers praise free game that they'd never have found on their own, and they're talking about fucking It Takes Two, which won game of the year, 2 years ago?
Wait, hang on, who's claiming they've never fucking seen this game?
The headline was PlayStation Plus gamers praise free game they'd never have found on their own. And I think this is from GamingBible.com.
Well, Gaming Bible, you're fucking wrong. And then actually we say that, but we live within, like, the bubble echo chamber of, like,
it was a game of the year.
Oh, I know that. But we're the ones that pay attention to that. Does the average person not? You know what I mean?
I think people who play games tend to have a look at what game of the year is.
Suppose. But then when there's people that only play, like, Call of Duty and FIFA or Madden or whatever in that year, that they play, like, three games, or it's Fortnite or whatever. Yeah. Like, maybe they don't pay attention to that stuff, or even especially in the same way that we do. Maybe they look at it for confirmation bias of the games that they love and then go, fuck everything else. And
who knows? But, It Takes Two, Aliens, Dark Descent, and... Pokemon.
Well, I like how you've misspelt it in the doc, so it takes towel.
Yeah, I couldn't be bothered fixing it.
Which is, I presume that's some sort of Asian variant of the game, which is fun.
It takes toe.
I like going with towel. I know toe would have made more sense, but towel's funny. Yeah, great game. And I've wanted to finish it, because I've never finished it. But I didn't want to pay for it, because I'm a bitch.
Play with Phoebe.
Yeah, I might. Yeah, maybe. Because I played it. Because it is essentially
ruin that relationship. You won't ruin your relationship.
No, not at all.
It's no Overcooked.
We've played Overcooked together with our kid. Yeah,
That Overcooked's a joke.
It Takes Two was cool. Like, obviously, when I played it prior to release, because I was playing alongside another games media individual at the time.
Yeah, you were.
I was. So I'd be keen to go at it again. I am intrigued on how the game will hit me now, because it is about a broken family.
It's still a gut punch.
Yeah, I've experienced a broken family. I'm in a rebuilding new family now, which is I guess new family. My old family still exists, but it's different. And so, you know, it's always difficult, the idea of, like, it's my second family, which sounds horrible. It's my new family, which sounds like I'm disregarding my old family.
I mean, technically, it'd be your third family, because you've got your original, for like your family,
I suppose.
And the family you created with, and then the family you've then created from.
True.
Yeah, numbers.
Yeah, Temtem was that knockoff Pokemon that didn't get sued.
I didn't have guns, that's why. If
only it had guns. And Aliens Dark Descent is not the one I'm thinking. I'm thinking of Alien Isolation. Is Dark Descent multi?
I have a feeling it's that top-down twin-stick shooter, isn't it?
Oh, that'd be cool. I'd play that.
I could be completely right. It's definitely a fucking multiplayer game.
Hey, you nailed it.
At least by the look of the box. What's the fucking thing
cover?
The... Yeah, thank you. Cover.
Actually, box would have been sufficient.
What a...
Key art.
It's going to be a long night, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, it's not going to go well. We're both collectively rooted and...
Modes single player. What the fuck?
This looks like a multiplayer game. It's not.
It
oh.
is. It is a real-time tactics top-down perspective game.
Oh, so you were correct.
It's XCOM Aliens.
Hmm.
It clearly should be fucking multiplayer, but whatever.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. Next up, in news that shocks fucking nobody. In news that might be at first sound like a parody, developer Naughty Dog has cast The Last of Us lead Troy Baker in its untitled next PS5 game. Baker, who famously played grizzled dad Joel Miller in PlayStation's premier series, was a natural pick, says Naughty Dog's chief Neil Druckmann in a quote that says, "In a heartbeat, I would always work with Troy," end quote. The news of Baker's casting comes to us all from GQ. The article is ostensibly about Baker taking on Harrison Ford's mantle as Indiana Jones. I'm only half reading. As Indiana Jones, but there are a few brief asides. Having worked closely together for years, and with Baker being one of the video games industry's most prolific of talents, it is apparently a natural choice, even if it does seem at odds with Druckmann's pledge not to be, quote, The Last of Us studio, end quote, forever. So, a couple things. Apparently in the article they also mentioned something about Judas, which is cool. But when Troy Baker did Sam in Uncharted, he did Joel in The Last of Us, and yes, he said he is fucking everywhere. It is the most absolute non-story in the world. Like, fuck, of course they're gonna use him again. Does it guarantee that it's going to be The Last of Us? No. Because once again, he's done voices outside of The Last of Us. He has the ability to, like, you know, I still, like, every performance he does, I hear Troy Baker. It may take me a second to get there, but I hear it. Like Indiana Jones, I was like, ooh, who's that? Oh, that's Troy Baker. Like, I'm yet to really have, like, you know, someone goes, ooh, I'm like, ooh, who's that? Oh, it's Troy Baker. Oh my God. Oh, what a twist. Never happened.
Stunned.
Where are you at with this? So,
yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's talk some showcase rumors. We are now a couple of months removed from the last State of Play, the one with Ghost of Yotai announcement. We're starting to see the eager PlayStation fans clamoring for another event. Good news is that we may be getting one. While there hasn't been any official word on the subject, classic Sony. What else do you expect from this generation's ultra-secretive Sony? We do have a tease from one of the industry's most reliable insiders in Bill Bilkun, who has frankly outstanding track record when it comes to PlayStation-related leaks. Says that, quote, fresh news is coming, although he doesn't fully commit to saying that an actual event is on the horizon. The French-speaking leaker writes, quote, a PlayStation event is really happening soon, question mark. I don't have the answer, but many PlayStation staff are being prepared behind the scenes, end quote. Earlier this month, fans latched onto a PlayStation ad that seemed to suggest such an event. Jeff Grubb, another of the industry's insiders, was quick to put a dampener on things. He basically advised against hoping for a December show.
Yeah, so we were discussing this before we started recording, because in the little cool trailer thing they put up recently, they did highlight the 3rd of December, which is tomorrow at time of recording, the day this goes up. So we may just be on the precipice of something. At the
same time that Bloodborne's getting an update, everybody.
That's happened before.
Hats on.
Not that exciting. It's happened before. But especially on the back of all the Katakawa news, it's like it's more likely than it was before. Let's play devil's advocate, Max, because it'll be fun. If there is a showcase in the next 2 days, what do you want to see?
Wolverine.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I think it's the only one. I don't know what else they're going to... But... Maybe Bungie can roll out Marathon. They can show a teaser for Secret Level.
Fair Game Dollar Sign.
They're doing something, I believe. Yep.
Haven. That was like Valkyrie. Yeah. Haven. Yep. Maybe this conspicuously located in a, you know, story about Troy Baker. Maybe this is where they announce Uncharted 5 or the prequel or whatever.
Well, they're heavily rumored.
This, oh, that was through Sony Santa Monica, though.
Open world.
No, San Diego, sorry.
This open world adventure that they're doing over at Naughty Dog Studios.
Wasn't that London?
I think it was Naughty Dog.
Oh, no, they're doing that, like, fantasy in London multi that...
Yeah.
Because it should no longer exist. Not much to come out of that.
It's really... Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what they've got to show.
So, if it were me...
More Astrobot speed levels. Come on.
Oh, yeah. Astrobot DLC would be a goodie.
Shout out me. Give me more Astrobot stuff.
Resident Evil...
X.
X10 gets announced?
I think we're 9. I think we're at 9. 9.
Wait, hang on. Yeah, 9. I think... Wait. Yeah, 9.
Yeah, I think it's 9.
Yeah. Yeah, because we had 8, but then 8 had that DLC, and that's what's thrown me out. And then 4, yeah, so it would be 9. It would, in theory, be concluding the trilogy, I guess, even though it wrapped up pretty heavily in the Rose DLC. So that would be a good option. And then Mute in the chat jumps in and goes, sadly, no Spider-Man 2 DLC. That's true. As there, we have found out recently that's not going to happen, which is a shame because there's that cool Carnage stuff that would have been rad. But yeah.
It's going to be in the Venom game. It'll be fun.
Yeah, that's going to be announcing the... No, I probably wouldn't announce the Venom game. Reveal date for GTA 6?
No, because we know it's coming at the end of next year.
Yeah, but Rockstar...
There is no reason for Rockstar to put a solid date on it a year out, because
I think we only know 2025, right? We don't know what, like, last time.
No, I'm pretty sure they said holiday 2025.
It's, oh, did they?
This time next year, I'm pretty sure.
Ooh, all right. Well, let me. You're already on the Google? Yeah, oh, you've got more screens than me, so it makes sense for you. Outside of that, because the showcases are there to sort of show what's going to happen in the next 12 to 18 months. As of right now, outside of Wolverine, we really have no idea what is coming at all. So I don't see it being too exciting. From a third party, though.
Fall of 2025.
Fall. So that's, yeah, Q4 our next spring. Year. Yeah, so it's the back end of last year. So between, September to November. Okay. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I don't know, like, because it's back in the day when we used to do these, like, showcase predictions, it was really fun because you could just kind of, like, say stuff and be like, oh, maybe. And it was always within a realm of possibility. But now I really feel that whether it's I've just become cynical and I just have less imagination, or I'm just used to not getting anything good really in showcases. Like, I'm like, there's nothing that makes me get excited. There's not, I can't even think of an idea of what would be a good deliverable in a showcase. I'm like, I'll wait till I see it. Because, you know, I mean, like, back in the, like, with PlayStation being more and more quiet, like, it feels like, especially when where we sit, we don't like to speculate too heavy if we can. Just because it's not very, you know, people like to, content podcasters out there, they're all like, I don't know, fucking Bloodborne 2 and The Return of Dragoon and this, that, the other. I'm like, oh, no, that's fucking happening. So we try to be a little bit more realistic about it, which we're like looking at the information that we have available to us. And with there being less and less information available to us, it makes it very difficult to predict a showcase. And that bums me out. It does make me sad. But you know what might make me a little bit happier? If PlayStation gets itself a brand new fucking handheld. Insider Gaming's Tom Henderson says, Sony has started work on a PS5 handheld shortly after the release of the PS Portal, which exceeded expectations. This information is pertinent because Henderson himself leaked the existence of the Remote Play handheld long before it was officially announced. So it is safe to assume that he has some kind of insight on Sony's plans. quote. I don't think of reporting. I don't think of reporting on this yet because it seemed obvious. But yes, but yeah. PlayStation is in the early stage of developing a native PS5 handheld. Development started following the PlayStation Portal's release, which surpassed Sony's expectations. End quote. Obviously, there's quite a lot of smoke to this fire now. And of course, just because PlayStation is exploring the possibility of a PS5 handheld, it doesn't mean the product will officially make it to the market. But it is clear that something that's very much happening internally right now.
This seems weird after they just patched the portal to play PS5 games.
It's only ones that are through the cloud.
I'm aware that it's cloud. Only the ones through the cloud, but it also still seems weird. They would add that functionality if they're making a separate handheld to just play PS5 games natively.
But it could also be like testing the reliability. Because it's a very, very good point in that if they do release I guess the only reason of a dedicated handheld would be that you could have, the games, so you're not streaming, like it's just the games are there, like,
that people in Australia can actually use it.
Straight up. That's a big win for me. So, if, like, an example, I'm traveling next week to Sydney, would love to be able to just play my PS5, like, on the flight. Here I am playing whatever the fuck I want. And I think in a post-Steam Deck world, the idea of a big, chunkier, almost like Atari Lynx, ginormous handheld is no longer out of the realm of possibility. Where back in the day, the Switch seemed quite large. But when we're at PAX and I, went hands-on, I was with a Steam Deck, I'm like, this fuck is huge. Fucking huge. And it's like thick and it's like really meaty too, which I like from holding it and playing it. And it does give it that feel of power and worth its over $1,000 worth of value, allegedly. But I don't know, because like playing the, because I earlier in the year I flew to Perth for a WWE Elimination Chamber and I took my Vita with me, and that was fun. Playing my Vita was cool, but at the same time I really felt its size, and it's like not the best ergonomics, and it did make me wish that I wish there was a better way for me to experience this.
Kind of because it was made for the Japanese market, though, who have smaller hands.
Generally. Yeah, and they're all kind of crammed on like Subway, so that having small is not a bad thing. But at the time, like, remember the original 3DS was like, oh, this thing's huge. Like, comparatively now, that thing is not huge at all.
Have you ever played with a fucking Wii U tablet?
Yeah, it was hideous.
But, yeah.
But what about yourself, Max? Now, because you're very similar. Well, neither you or I commute on public transport for work. I work from home, so that's kind of dumb. But
yeah.
So, where do you sit with a handheld?
I used to take my Switch on like long journeys with me. If I just didn't want to talk to my family, I'd just like Ali, because Ali prefers driving than letting me drive because she doesn't like the way I drive. So I'm like, okay, I'll just play fucking Switch in the front seat. Like if we were traveling out to Lara or to Melbourne or whatever, I'm just like, yep, cool. I don't fly as often as I used to. Obviously, I used to fly heaps, so I used to have handhelds to fly with. But now, not so much.
Yeah, but I guess when you can play, League of Legends on your phone now.
Yeah. As long as I've got an internet connection, I'm pretty good to go. and I play because I find because I get easily distracted on public transport. I'm not playing like even when I was playing Switch, I wasn't playing Switch games. I was playing like emulated, like old school ROM games.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'll play the shit out of a fucking Pokemon handheld on my phone, or Super Nintendo games or whatever, because they're just very lackadaisical. You can kind of just chill out and do my thing.
Yeah, I understand. I do understand that, because like even when I have used public transport, let's say like a train or whatever, even though I have taken that same train line 1,000 times, I know exactly what stop I need to get off. I know how long it's going to take. I always have this just anxiety that I'll miss my stop if I lock in too hard on the game.
Mine is I can't play anything too interesting because I don't want everyone else crowding around me watching what I'm doing.
Mm.
I have to play something that's just interesting enough for me to distract myself, but not so interesting that everyone's like, ooh, what's he playing?
Mm. I guess with all this, with the weeby games that you play, it'd be dangerous because there'd be like jiggling like anime boobies. And...
Oh, what kind of games do you think I play?
Exactly those ones.
All right.
Well, because suddenly you're like, oh, I'm very careful what people see me looking at on my screen on public transport.
I'm not playing like fucking Counter-Strike.
Oh, okay, makes sense.
I'm not rushing B to plant the bomb on public transport because
at least you're not on headset while you're playing.
No, I'm one of those loudspeaker people. It's
ooh.
Like the bomb has been planted. Everyone's like, what the fuck?
Terrorists win. No! So Mute in the chat has jumped in. They said that they've commented that they like playing a handheld in bed without the TV. So I've discussed this before on the show. Like, I'm a big no TV in the bedroom kind of guy. Obviously, when I was growing up, it was different because I had my room. It was my space. But now, as I have access to an entire house, it's like, you know, we don't watch TV in bed. You can watch phones, fine. But even then, like my partner, like she's not a real big fan of handhelds in beds, as we've discussed before. So the portal predominantly just gets used here at my work desk, really. Or if I have to bunk with my son when he's over and needs someone to sleep with. But yeah, it doesn't seem like, I don't know. I'm not a big fan like the crunch, you know, in the bed. Like, I don't mind the, like,
hang on. How are you sitting or lying in your bed where you have to crunch to hold the thing?
Well, I mean, I have bad posture at the best times.
I sound like a normal fucking person and just hold it.
No. Because if I, like, cause, no, it's
you, don't have to, like, you don't have to like fetal position.
No, because if I sit up against, because I'm not even a big fan of like, a recliner. I'm not really a big fan. I have an L couch, so I kind of like, you know, that one, but then I end up like lying up so much. Either way, it's very difficult for me to find a comfortable position to play a handheld in bed, is what I'm getting at. Because if I lay on the side, then one arm is like dangling, the other one isn't, so then that arm gets sore. And because I've got glasses, then my glasses sit weird on my face as I'm lying on my pillow, and then I'm very conscious of like how much light this thing's pumping out, because am I like blasting Phoebe behind me, or I'm like, if I roll over and then if she rolls then she'll headbutt the portal and that's gonna suck for her. It's not, you know, the portal will be fine, I'm not worried about that. It's just more of disrupting her when she's sleeping, you know. And like, I'll probably, you know, if the haptic feedback, like this excuse is just made up, the haptic feedback might be too intense and then suddenly she gets rumbled and she wakes up, who knows. Yeah, everything but the rumble I have considered as in the past. But yeah, it's difficult for me to get comfortable in a bed and play games. It's also difficult for me to be comfortable in bed and watch like TV for a lengthy period of time. So the portal would be great to play at my desk. That would be cool.
It's a shame you drive all these trips. You have to drive yourself to these CIFA trips because you could totally be playing like...
Oh man, if I had someone else to drive me to all these wrestling shows, I could play so much on the go. But no, just me.
All right, let's talk about the man, the myth, the retiree. He's apparently not retiring. PlayStation executive Shuhei Yoshida has announced that he will be leaving Sony effective from the 15th of January 2025. He has spent 31 years with the company, helping to bring multiple systems to market and put fan-favorite games on them, like Bloodborne. Once the president of SIE Worldwide Studios, Yoshida has more recently been focusing on indie teams and getting their games onto the PS5 and PS4. Yoshida's departure was revealed in a post to the PlayStation blog, where he said, quote, "I've been with PlayStation from the beginning, and this is my 31st year with PlayStation. And when I hit 30 years, I was thinking, it may be about time for me to move on. You know, the company's been doing great. I love PS5. I love the games that are coming out on this platform. And we have new generations of management who I respect and admire. And I'm so excited for the future of PlayStation. So, you know, PlayStation is in really good hands. I thought, okay, this is my time," end quote. His more recent role is leading the indie initiative at PlayStation, and Yoshida speaks of his love of titles from independent developers. Quote, "When the indie boom started back in 2000, all digital distribution started on PC, on mobile, and on console. Small digital games could be made by pretty much anyone in the world and be able to sell and distribute globally. That created an amazing opportunity for the industry to try new ideas. Shuhei Yoshida will leave PlayStation on the 15th of January. Sad.
Yeah, it's.
He has gone on to say, I'm not retiring. I want to still work in the game space. And he threw out that he wanted to be a voice actor.
Oh, I'd be down for that. Awesome. It's a difficult one because granted, it's like, oh man, that's heartbreaking. But it's, yeah, he has been there for 30 years. He started before PlayStation became PlayStation. So, and then on top of that, he's had producer roles in, was it like Ape Escape and like sort of really early games, and then continuing through until he became a head of Worldwide Studios up until 2019, where he bounced out and Herman Hulse came in. And then he became head of Indies, which allowed us to beat him at PAX this year, which now with this news makes it even nicer and bittersweet. Yep. But it also makes me happy that I was out to give him my own, you know, on a stage and give him some praise my way. That was pretty cool. Shuhei's, as an individual, like for many of us as fans, a lot of this came out during that PS3 heading into the PS4 era, where PlayStation was incredibly reliant on figureheads and personalities pushing the brand, like themselves and Sean Layden and Jerry Corsi, Jack Trenton. You know, these are names that everyone at the time knew, because they were the icons of PlayStation were weirdly the executive team and these individuals that would then go out and be essentially what the guy that runs Xbox, what's his name?
Spencer.
Phil Spencer, thank you. Okay, my brain kept saying Peter. I don't know who the fuck is Pete Spencer.
Thinking like Peter Molyneux? Or...
Oh, I think I was thinking of Molyneux, probably. Yeah, and then as that over time that has changed and reduced, we're not seeing him as much or even any of the heads as much. So for me, like, I became aware and more involved in Shuhei as an individual from all his appearances on Podcast Beyond and PS I Love You, which was Greg Miller and Colin Moriarty's old PlayStation shows. You know, so you sort of have him come in and just be this personality, and because he just seems like this charming dude, and, you know, we met him for tens of seconds and he was very nice and giving of that time. Yeah, so it is difficult because it does feel like a little bit of PlayStation's leaving. It's certainly a different response from the community at large compared to when Jim Ryan left. Like, the sentiment was very, very different.
Mm.
But yeah, it's a sad one because, yeah, as we're discussing earlier, with our kids, right? You know, we're seeing and feeling the impact of time and age. And yeah, 30 years is a long ass fucking time to be at the one company. And like working consistently through that time. So yeah, it's gut wrenching, but it also makes a whole lot of sense. What do you think he does next?
I really hope he hits up all the indie developers that he helped get on PlayStation. He's like, I want speaking roles.
Oh, hey, you know how like I put this game onto the store and I did really good? Yeah, yeah. Give me a bit part. Let's go. I want Shuhei DLC.
He's the next Super Smash Bros. Character.
Oh, that would be sick.
He's Shuhei Yoshida me.
Wouldn't that be cool? That would be, even just for us as like dorks, like an idea of a Shuhei, like a fighter with like Shuhei, you get Sean Layden in there, you get Andrew House, you fucking...
Put him in Mortal Kombat.
Yeah, no, you start putting just all the heads of, you know, different, like Phil Spencer, throw him in there, get, you know, Major Nelson, Reggie Fils-Aimé, get him in there. Get Doug Bowser in there as his backup. That'd be pretty cool. The guy that Bobby Kotick, get him in there, and he's
the end game boss.
The end game boss. You gotta, once you take him out, become number one CEO. That would be fun. But it's sad, but I get it. He will be missed, but he's not dying, so it's okay. Praise be to Shu. Is it my turn?
Yeah.
Damn it. I was hoping that there would be a nice smooth transition that I fucked up.
Yep.
Sorry, just putting down timestamps. You don't pay attention.
Classic.
All or nothing, says Max. One of the biggest stories in games right now is Sony's potential acquisition of Kadokawa Corp. In a new report from Bloomberg, it's claimed that the two companies have been in talks of a buyout for years. According to the report, the pair has been backwards and forwards on a deal for a long time, with the main issue relating to the extent of Sony's purchase. Kadokawa apparently wants Sony to purchase the entire company, or not at all. While the tech giant has attempted to be more selective, only looking to secure its businesses in anime and video games. So apparently Kadokawa cover like a lot of print media, including some sexy mags, so Sony may not want them. Or do they? Now, though, it seems the corporations are closer than ever on getting a deal done. Kadokawa recently confirmed it had received a letter of intent from Sony to acquire the business, which we discussed about last week. Kadokawa Corp is a huge force in the Japanese entertainment, publishing a significant amount in the realms of comics, books, anime, and games. And notably, it is the parent company of From Software, known for its highly acclaimed action RPGs like Dark Souls and Elden Ring. Apparently, the company has received interest from various potential buyers, such as Microsoft, which makes fucking makes absolute sense. Tencent, who do own a stake within the company already, so it makes sense. And Kakao, not the coffee beans. How the fuck do you say that?
Sugihiko.
I'm sorry,
Kadokawa.
What?
Sugihiko Kadokawa.
Sugihiko Kadokawa, a founding member who was against the takeover, is no longer in the picture, and the publicly traded company is now better positioned for a buyout. FromSoft being part of the puzzle is certainly a perk, but Sony's main motivation for acquiring Kadokawa would be to bolster its expansion within the anime world. Sony currently owns anime products company Aniplex and Crunchyroll, a distribution platform that provides subscribers with access to countless anime shows and movies. So it wouldn't surprise me that the conversation has been gone for a while.
It makes sense that it's all or nothing too. They don't want to leave like half of their legs out to hang out to dry and just go nowhere if they're not taking everything.
Yeah, because if you're showing interest in a buyout, you would assume it's because you either need the financial stability or, you know, you want to make your bang for your buck. And if it's from a financial stability option, you do want all the best bits of you to be picked clean, so then you still have to brunt the cost of some of these of this company. So the all or nothing approach makes sense, and I imagine, especially if they've been having, you know, people sniffing at their or poking at their bum holes in your kid scenario, if your son was, you know, your whatever kids poking bum holes, it was about at the beginning of the show, babies being babies. With Microsoft and Tencent nipping at their heels, it makes sense, because I imagine Microsoft would be like, well, we just want this. We just want FromSoft.
Well, Sony already owns a stake as well. Tencent owns a smaller stake. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, it is. I guess the real concern would be the monopolization of anime.
Anime distribution.
In the Western world. That would be one point of contention. As you mentioned, the nudie magazines, that may be a point of contention.
Come on, Nintendo used to run Love Hotels, that'll be fine.
That's a good point.
I'm also pretty sure they used to make like nudie playing cards as well.
Ooh.
From memory. Nintendo were very spicy back in the day.
And if you were to put that chick from Stellar Blade into a nudie mag, you make some money. Yeah. Look, I'm still conflicted about this. I'm still conflicted about M&As in general, and I don't like that's the way that the world is going. In terms of that's how most studios have to conduct business, apparently.
It's one of those things of, like, if they are really struggling and they're going to go out of business, then sure, I'd prefer them to be merged and acquired than just disappear entirely. But
that's a bit true, because so From Software as a department would be doing more than fine.
Yes, but is it carrying the entirety
correct.
Of the thing?
Yeah.
Possibly not.
Well, in the same way that PlayStation is the predominant profit in resource thing, I can't think of the word, brings the most profit for Sony's large corporation.
Is the breadwinner for Sony.
Correct. I imagine FromSoft would be in that same circumstance. But yeah, it's an interesting place to be. What's something I was going to mention, but now I forget what it was. No, it's gone.
Quick bits?
Yep.
Baldur's Gate 3 is getting a massive update next year. All 12 classes are getting a new subclass. Photo mode is being added, as well as cross play. Ryan, are you ready to play Baldur's Gate 3 with me?
Well, I was going through the PlayStation 5 today, and I was like, ooh, I still have this installed, and I haven't played it in a little while. So, I'm not against it. Maybe that could be a next Let's Play series, even though we haven't done one ever. It's you and me trying to play fucking Baldur's Gate.
Helldivers 2 is getting the DualSense treatment.
Bit late.
We're saving democracy one controller at a time.
It is interesting. Like, it's kind of fucked. Like, Concord sucked and collapsed. They got a controller. Helldivers fucking ruled and didn't. Like, that shows a very weird and misplaced understanding of what they had.
Yeah. Witcher 4 has entered full production.
Ooh.
Rumor has it Forza 5 is ready for PlayStation 5, but its release has been delayed.
Because we were discussing back in the day, like, what would be the next game to come across. I think Age of Empires is on the list. There was some footage shown.
There's a screenshot of the pregame lobby where someone's playing on a PlayStation, apparently.
But the most interesting thing about Forza is it would make sense PlayStation could make some sweet money, but wouldn't they be concerned that it would come and take some of the wind out of Gran Turismo? Or would it support the gaps in between? Because the Playground have a much more frequent cadence than Polyphony, potentially.
Well, it's interesting that it's Forza 5 and not like Forza Horizon, because Forza Horizon wouldn't cut the lunch off.
Yeah, it'd be completely different. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Godzilla is currently roaming Fortnite's latest seasonal map, Season 6.
Which has you so excited that you downloaded it before the show.
Chapter 6 is something, yeah. Fortnite hit 14 million concurrent players for a hip-hop concert last weekend.
Who'd they have? Some artists we don't know?
Juice WRLD and some more people.
Wait, Juice WRLD?
Yeah. I'm 100% sure Juice WRLD is dead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm pretty sure he's fucking dead.
But yeah, 14 million people concurrently logged in to watch a hip-hop concert inside of Fortnite.
Look.
The game's still breaking records.
Yeah, and they brought in Nikes this week, so all your characters can have Nikes.
It's not just this week. They've been doing it for a while. And all the League of Legends skins that I have can wear Nikes. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, because the thing that got me was I saw a clip this morning. I put it in our little chat of Kratos doing the gritty in, like, green Nikes. I was like, oh, that's kind of dumb and cool.
You've got Kratos crip walking and he's...
Yeah. And it makes me... Like, I haven't played it in ages.
One of us. I still have V-Bucks left over from when I did the event with Double Jump. I think it was Double Jump.
Yeah, Double Jump.
I got to play one of the seasons early, and they're like, hey, here's V-Bucks for everyone. So shout out to them for hooking your brother up. I may get this season pass and dive deep.
So, yeah, the problem is I always get intrigued, and I've discussed this multiple times on the show, is there'll be a new skin, and I'll get all intrigued, and then they're like, here's Nathan Drake. I'm like, ooh. Here's Aloy. Ooh. Here's Kratos. Ooh. Go in there and it's like the skin's $45. I'm like, fuck this game. And then I close it and leave.
Marvel Rivals has gone gold.
Well, that comes out like 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
You still keen?
Yeah, it's free to play. Why not?
Yeah.
See that mindset that Concord didn't have?
Good burn. Good burn from Max. Well done.
Lies of P DLC is scheduled for early 2025.
It feels like that game came out last year.
Yep.
So 2 years later, here's DLC.
And Astrobot has surpassed Elden Ring as the highest rated game of this year.
Isn't that only due to alphabetize, though, because they have the exact same score now?
No, I think they're one up on them.
Ooh, have a quick Google
they,
that one.
They have been the same score for a long time.
Okay, because last I saw, they were same, and therefore it was sitting at number one just because it starts with an A, and Elden Ring is an E, because that's how the alphabet works, ladies and gentlemen. They're non-binary powers.
Oh, like, what the fuck?
Oh, someone... So I've got Steam open, and I just got a notification that someone has logged in, and the name was Kanye Yeast Infection. I don't know who that is, but good name. Random person on my Steam.
Let's go. Well, apparently it's fallen since that article was written, because it's back down to 94 and Elden Ring's still sitting at 96.
Ouch. Who the fuck?
I guess it depends on if you just do this year. Hang on. Yep. I guess, technically it's they're all still 94s. So Astrobot, Elden Ring, and Metaphor are all sitting at 94. And someone's just hit sort by alphabetize, not release date.
Well, because there's no other way you can, like, they're all 94. There isn't a more 94. It's 94, so they could
like clump user score in as well.
Yeah, but the user score is poos.
I agree.
No, we're not wrong, but yeah, I wouldn't want to use that as like the one of the defining categories.
You wouldn't want to use that as the metric for Metacritic.
No, it's what OpenCritic's for, and I'm sure the OpenCritic's a good one. I don't know. Did you have the upcoming games this week, Max?
No, there's nothing coming out.
All right, okay, there's no upcoming games.
I'll double check, but like, no one's doing lists anymore because it's like Christmas time. Everyone's doing their buy this shit for Christmas. We are now officially in December.
Well, I guess obviously Rivals, but no, I think it's the week after.
Fantasian Neo Dimension comes out on the 5th of December for PS5, PS4. Infinity Nikki comes out on PS5 December 5.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what the fuck that game is, but like...
It's a Chinese phone game where you play dress up. Come to consoles, baby.
Woo.
Skydance's Behemoth is coming to...
Oh, that was the VR one. That one looks sick.
December 5th. Marvel Rivals is coming December 6th.
Oh, so it is this week.
And the Legacy of Kain game is coming December 10th.
You said no games are coming out this week, you fuck.
December 10th is not this week.
Yeah, good answer.
So you got Chinese Dress Up, Final Fantasy The Diorama,
League of Marvel,
Marvel Watch, Dress Up Game.
Pretty quiet week.
Hot.
Beautiful. All right, well, in that case, well, thank you, everyone, for checking out the show once again this week. We tried to keep it a little bit condensed because we're both exhausted.
I'm stunned that we managed to keep it to an hour. Like, the last two episodes have been less news in the dock and way fucking longer.
Well, I think that's because we get conscious of, you know, making sure that, once again, we could do this for 3 fucking hours and no one would care because no one listens. But also, you have to go to work. That would be a problem. But... You know, we just get more conscious of time when we have a lot of news. Like, oh, we probably should rip through this news.
Yeah.
But anyway, thank you everyone for listening. As I said, we've got 2 more episodes left of the year. Much appreciated.
It wasn't contentious news where we're all kind of back and forth a lot.
Yeah, and like
this is the news. So there's no denying this.
Yeah, so like normally when we pick the news, when Max picks the news, he, you know, one of the directives I gave him whenever you first started doing it, like God knows how many years ago now, was like find news that we would have something to say on, like whether it's something that you love or hate or whatever. And that's even we do that now, and sometimes we're just like, yeah.
I try and pick stuff that either we're equally
opinionated,
passionate about, or opinionated on, and then I'll throw in some shit that I have no interest in that you'll kind of, you know, get to geek out about, and I do the same for myself, and then I forget to put it in the correct order so we read the right stories. Oh, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, nah, it's a it, we're, good way to live, you know? But anyways, this does bring us down the show. Max, you know what to do.
Oh, everyone, you know the drill. This PlayStation Conversation happens every Monday morning at 8 a.m. on podcast services, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify, and 9 a.m. on those YouTubes. If you'd like to take part in future conversations with us, you can come and check out our socials. Discord, Facebook, Instagram, X, all of those links can be found in the description below.
I'm Blue Sky too. But if you want to join us as the conversation happens, head over to twitch.tv/popcultures where you can watch us record this show live, where you can jump in the chat and become part of the show. If you want to support the show, you can tell your friends, tell your family about this PlayStation pod. If you are listening to us on podcast, give a review. If you're on YouTube, be sure to like, subscribe, and comment below. I endeavor to answer every single comment. If you want to support us financially, go to patreon.com/popculturist. But until next week, I'm Ryan Betson.
I'm Max Cooper.
And that was For the Players. Did you just boot up Fortnite?
Oh, I would never close it, mate. Check it out. What's in the shop? Oh, I can buy a Juice WRLD skin.
But isn't he dead? That seems really inappropriate.
Oh, I can buy the John Wick skin. The actual Keanu Reeves John Wick skin.
Ah, shit, I'm going to have to reinstall Fortnite.
For the Players.